Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Nonnenkamp. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kramer for the double play. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. York reaches second base with a double. Greenberg moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nonnenkamp. Fox reaches second base with a double. Greenberg scores. York scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fox moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Pete moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Rogle moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogle scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. York takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer scores. One out. It's 9-0, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to third. York moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lobbs. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a pop-up in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rogle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Nonnenkamp fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Nonnenkamp. Lobbs moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Fox reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. One out. It's 9-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Bobby Doerr pinch runs for Eric McNair. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Doerr now playing second base. Ben Chapman now playing left field. Johnny Peacock now catching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 0-for-2 in the game. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete juggles the ball. That's an error on Pete. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Nonnenkamp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 10-3 Tigers. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pete reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy bunts for an out with unknown description. Pete moves to third. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-3 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peacock moves to third. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peacock scores. It's 10-4, Tigers. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nonnenkamp hits a fly ball towards left. Walker catches it and throws to second to double up Kramer, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.